In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4, the Holy Spirit moved upon the writer of the book of Hebrews, and he wrote these words, "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge." Marriage is honorable. It is indeed one of the oldest and most honorable institutions in the world. Jesus approves of marriage. In fact, Jesus performed his first miracle while he was attending the wedding of a friend. You remember the story in the book of John, the second chapter. The Bible tells us that there was a wedding going on, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. Jesus also lets us know that marriage is just for this world alone. Jesus said in Luke chapter 20, "The children of this world marry and are given in marriages, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven." The sacredness of marriage is found in the use of it as a beautiful metaphor of the relationship between Christ and his church. After leaving the home in which he lived for 30 years in an atmosphere conducive to his spiritual development, his first public appearance was at a wedding. His mother was present, and he contributed to the happiness of the occasion by performing his first miracle of turning water into wine. In his parable on the wise and the foolish virgins, Jesus uses the figure of the marriage to enforce the truth of his second event. And John describes for us the marriage of the Lamb in Revelation chapter 19. Paul's high concept of the bond between Christ and his church is compatible. "Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wife be to their own husband in everything." Husbands, Paul says, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for the church. If the relationship between a husband and wife can be a figure of the union of the eternal and the majestic Christ with his bride, how high and beautiful ought to be the marriage union between the man and the woman. While Jesus was preaching that beautiful sermon on the mountain, in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 31, Jesus said, "It has been said, whosoever puts away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorce. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery. And whosoever should marry her that is divorced commits adultery." Moses never gave a writing of divorcement in the case of adultery, for the penalty of adultery was death, and there was no exception. But in the case of fornication, Jesus said, you could divorce a person. But the Pharisees came tempting him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" And Jesus said, "Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife." Then they said, "Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away?" Jesus said, "Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, allowed you to put away your wives, But from the beginning it was not so. Whosoever puts away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery, and whosoever marries her which is put away doeth commit adultery. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she commits adultery. That's pretty straight talk. Doesn't need a whole lot of commentary. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.